Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Dr. Jack Lambert from the ECD School of Medicine. Jack, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to speak with you again. Can you maybe address that question, Jack? Like, we have such a high vaccine uptake, and yet we have a worrying increase in the figures.
Right. Well, I think the issue is the government's kind of said to the Irish public, oh, if we can just get to 90, 95% vaccination, the world will be a better place. We can throw away all of our restrictions and get back to normal. And that's been kind of the message, I think, that's been given. To delay, kind of getting back to normal that many other countries have done. And I think that's the wrong message. Vaccines are hugely important, but all the other stuff is important as well. So having testing, having use of face masks, social distancing, hand washing, and, you know, reconfiguring places, you know, public places to make them safer, better ventilation. This is going to be part of our lifestyle moving forward. And then pushing that we're out of ICU beds. This is a problem that has existed for 10 years. Mm. So you know, I'm not saying that changes thing. And most of the beds right now that are filled up, they're not with COVID patients, you know. So there's a huge issue in terms of the strategy that's been used and developing a plan for, you know, for a healthy island in terms of the hospitals, beds, in terms of the community services, even before COVID. So I just think, you know, saying, oh, we can't reopen because, you know, there's not enough ICU beds. We've never done that for flu. We've never done that for any other infectious disease. We need a living with COVID plan. We've never developed a living with COVID plan. We've always had a reactionary plan. Wait till Friday and you'll be told what the next steps are. That's not a plan. That's a lack of a plan.
You wrote, and we discussed it in an article several months ago, as to how you would see a wise way of going forward. The Taoiseach has said there at the weekend, we won't be going backwards, but we may have to pause. Would you agree with him?
No, I don't think you should have to pause. I think you should actually just, maybe you have to put a few more safeguards into place. You know, maybe wearing masks in indoor facilities, you know, when in certain situations, maybe requiring the COVID passport, you know, for certain indoor activities. I mean, the virus is going to increase. It's a given, okay? And I was vaccinated in January, and according to the studies in Israel, my antibody levels have been dropping down for the last 4 months, and I've not got booster vaccination. I want my booster vaccination. I think everybody in Ireland is going to need booster vaccinations. The new cases over the last couple of weeks, a third of them are in, you know, the elderly again, and that was down to 6% over the summer. Yeah. So it's increasing again because the vaccines are wearing off. We need a plan for testing, you know, safely living with COVID, booster vaccination, enhanced capacity of the hospitals, not just let's freeze for another 6 months. It's not fair to all the people, you know, in Ireland who are trying to get on with life, let alone the business people who have, you know, who have lost the last 18 months of their income because of these lockdowns.
How much did Delta change the game, Jack?
Well, Delta is much more infectious. You know, we didn't think this virus would become more infectious. We thought it would become less infectious. You know, usually animal viruses don't like to be in humans. They fail, eventually kind of peter out. This virus has gained momentum. The first strain back in 2020 was different from the second strain, the UK B117 strain. The Delta strain is even more infectious. And we might have another strain coming along in a few months that's even more infectious than Delta. So the solution is to stay ahead of the curve, not react to every crisis.
Just in terms of the pressure on beds in the system, and I know you're quite correct when you say there's pressure on the beds in the system every single year. But when we discover and you analyse the figures, there are only 10 more fully staffed beds in the system today than there were on October the 18th last year. It shows a need, doesn't it, to expand that capacity?
Yeah, we do need to expand it. We should have expanded it years ago. But the other side of the coin is we're not going to see Armageddon like we did 2 years ago when we had, you know, almost all of the ICU beds filled with COVID. The fact is that the vaccination of people are still contacting COVID, but they tend to have a milder course, which is really good. So studies have shown that with vaccination, you can still catch COVID, but your chances of having complications, severe complications, are tenfold less. So that means rather than 100 people getting sick, ended up in the ICU, you'll have 10. I'm just using that as an example.
Sure.
So we're 10. So vaccines are helping. So I think we do want to encourage people to get vaccines, and we want to encourage the government to start announcing a plan yesterday for booster vaccinations for all populations, including healthcare workers.
Right. They're talking about doing it now for the over 60s, but you say that actually we should all, those of us who want one, be able to get a booster.
I think you should, because the levels are dropping off. It's the safest way forward. It keeps you from getting sick, and it keeps you from spreading it to other people, you know, and it allows you the safety and comfort of going on into the public again in a safe way.
Yeah.
Without that, we're back to where we were, you know, before the vaccines were even available. If we let the vaccine, you know, antibody levels drop down, we're not going to be at a level where we're safe again.
And you know the people who had a breakthrough infection after they were vaccinated, and some of them got ill and ended up in hospital, admittedly their hospital stays were shorter and they made a better recovery. Someone who got a breakthrough infection after the vaccine, should they get a booster, or is their naturally acquired immunity strong enough?
I think we now discovered that natural immunity is actually boosting the vaccine, so you actually do have a really robust response, and there's data now that vaccinating people with other vaccines and the ones they were originally vaccinated with, they get higher levels. So yeah, this is we're learning day by day by day by day. And yes, I think if you're naturally infected, you're probably boosted if you've previously received the vaccine, and you probably don't need another vaccination for another year or two, the studies will show with time.
I was speaking to Professor Kingston Mills late last week, Jack, and he was of the opinion, and he stressed it's an opinion because he doesn't have any data to go on, that maybe the people who were originally vaccinated with AstraZeneca and or Johnson & Johnson, that their immunity may be on the wane a little faster than those who originally got a Pfizer. Is it worth researching these things?
Well, studies are ongoing. People are doing studies. They've done studies, and they're doing studies all over the world. They're doing studies in Israel. So data is coming out every day. And yes, all vaccines are dropping off over a period of time. And we need to just start treating COVID like we do pandemic flu, annual vaccinations, you know, safely moving forward and not using lockdown as a solution.
Yeah, yeah, you've been saying that for months, to be fair. In terms of vaccines and boosters, is there work ongoing on an actual vaccine that is tweaked for Delta? Because we thought they were doing that months ago, but they hasn't produced one yet.
Right. Well, lots of the companies are interested in doing this, obviously, because they're going to make money off it. And my understanding was Moderna had been working on, you know, a booster vaccine that would kind of cover the mutations that Delta have, so you'd be protected against this. So all pharmaceutical companies are working on this and are doing studies. I just haven't seen the results yet. But that obviously that's going to happen, and that's going to be a requirement. The year after that, Delta plus, there's going to be a new variant. We're going to have a new vaccine for that, just like we do for influenza.
Yeah.
Every year we change the flu vaccine.
I was just going to get to that question. The people who have to get a flu vaccine every year are advised to get a flu vaccine every year. The reality of life is that we are now going to have a COVID jab every year, particularly if you're vulnerable.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
I think that's true. If you're vulnerable, you absolutely need it. And if you're not vulnerable, then I think it's a good idea to get it just to prevent the spread. Because, I mean, think about it. Think of all the people that are out of work, out of school, you know, out of daycare. You know, there's a huge impact of, besides illness, you know, of people not being vaccinated and having to be in quarantine for 10, 14 days following COVID exposure.
Do you see it as a problem that we are still, and I mean by we, I mean our authorities, are still very reticent as regard to widespread antigen testing, which is clearly now at this stage working in many parts of the EU?
Right. Well, I think Philip Nolan was quoted as calling antigen tests like snake oil, and yes. I just think that this is totally inappropriate. First off, I think he's not the appropriate representative to be talking about antigen tests. He's a physiologist, not a specialist in laboratory medicine. But yes, we are way behind the scene in antigen testing. There is a place for antigen testing as part of the solution to give an additional level of protection, you know, in terms of moving forward, moving into indoor venues. So absolutely, there is a role for antigen testing, and I'm afraid our government has spoken out articulately in a really embarrassing way. I think it's the wrong message, and we really do need to take a look at get some real experts on you know, to give an opinion on this, because we're not getting expert opinions.
I was talking to a doctor friend of mine recently, and I was putting the whole antigen testing thing to him, and he said that most of the ones now that you get through a decent sort are very, very accurate. And the idea, if you're feeling a bit off at the weekend, test yourself and then ring your boss and say, look, I'm infectious, I need to stay out for a few days. We get into that kind of self-discipline, personal responsibility, that could be a game changer.
It can be a game changer. And it's just one of many COVID mitigation strategies we have to kind of, you know, get around. We need to wear a mask properly. Yeah. And then even the COVID passports, you know, people are, you know, walking into places and flipping a piece of paper with a COVID passport on it, and people in restaurants aren't even checking it. So we, you know, so I'm sure we need to do things right. We need, and antigen testing is one of the many things that could be part of the solution. Mm. And we're not using that appropriately or to the best of its utility in Ireland at the present time.
Are you observing the same as I did at the weekend, Dr. Lambert, on the bus, for example, people with the masks and the nose out over it? Like that kind of thing, it's still going on.
It's still going on. It's going on everywhere, you know. And like I said, we still need to. We can't let our. You know, we have a choice: be in lockdown or live. You know, safely with COVID. And I think living safely with COVID means doing it right, not giving lip service to all these other mitigation strategies. And we're giving lip service. And I think that's the reason the numbers are still high. The government said, oh, the reason the numbers are still high is because the UK is bringing all the COVID into Ireland. We don't need the UK to help us. We're not doing it right ourselves. We're letting down our guard in too many places. You need to do it right. You don't use a condom some of the time and get a little pregnant. It's an all or nothing thing. If you don't use a mask right, you're at risk for failure.
Mm. And taking it for granted that a high level of vaccination solves the problem, it doesn't, does it?
It's not. It's an important part of the solution. But no, the message that it solves the problem is the wrong message. And I think that's a message that has been misrepresented to the Irish population, just to say, wait one more month. No, we can't wait any longer. We need to kind of live safely with COVID.
How much would it help if we wore higher quality masks like the K95?
They're better, but you probably don't need them in every environment, you know. Some people, they've done studies in using double masking, that helps even better than one mask. So yes, a higher level mask would make a difference in certain situations, but you don't need it for every situation. So it's just one more option, but there's also a cost associated with it. And then people have to use it properly, you know.
At one stage during the pandemic, Dr. Lambert, I spoke to you and you were a little emotional. You were so busy and so overwhelmed with the situation in your ICUs and your hospital there. Are you nervous that we could go anywhere near going back there as we head into the winter?
Absolutely not. We won't. The vaccines are working. The numbers are high, but the most vulnerable have been vaccinated, and I don't. We're not seeing the same intensity of disease like we were before. So as long as we keep on doing the right things, I think we can live safely through this coming year. And it's going to be a challenge. But it's going to be a challenge every year. So I just think our part of the solution is to do the right thing. Put that mask above your nose, wash your hands, you know, take it seriously.
All right, listen, we'll speak again, I've no doubt. Thank you very much for being with us. Dr. Jack Lambert from the UCD School of Medicine.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.